The reason why you aren't making more sales for your clothing brand right now is number one, you aren't out competing for attention on social media. And number two, you believe that your brand is more valuable than it actually is. And within this, there are two main assumptions that need to be changed and you need to rethink. The first one is that people are just going to find your brand on their own. And when you have this approach that people are just going to find your brand, you end up taking this really lackadaisical approach to social media and to your marketing. The second assumption is that because you created the brand and because it came from you and because you've made something that it has inherent value, the marketplace is what determines our value. The marketplace is what determines the value of a product. We don't determine the value of our own products. And so I'm going to jump into this in this video. I'm going to help you make more sales for your clothing brand. We just have to get through the intro, then the sponsor, and we're going to get into it. Here it is. Apparel Success is sponsored by my buds over at Design Crowd. And if you struggle with designs, I really recommend that you try them out. You post your project on Design Crowd, amazing designers from all around the world are going to compete for your project. You choose the winner, then you get that design plus revisions. I've literally sold thousands of these designs on my website and I got them all made through Design Crowd. If you're interested, head over to designcrowd.com/apparel to learn about the special offer that I have for you, or just use the discount code apparel when you post a project on Design Crowd. So what I want to do here is attack these reasons why you're not making more sales for your clothing brand right in the heart and get to the core of the problem. And what all of this pretty much boils down to is that most new clothing brands have delusions about the reality of entrepreneurship. They have these distortions of reality, they don't really quite see things for how it actually works, and it causes all sorts of problems in the way that they're running their business. And so let's attack these one by one here. The first one is that you aren't out competing on social media for attention. And the way that this looks is a lot of people start up their clothing brand and they just sort of assume that they can make sort of regular posts on social media and that their brand's going to become like a multi-million dollar brand. And when it's put that way, it's pretty obvious that that's not all that you should be doing in order to market your clothing brand. Like posting once a day on Instagram or posting once a day on TikTok and expecting your brand to be this multi-million dollar brand. That's not going to happen, right? There needs to be more effort, more strategy, more attention being driven to your brand than just a regular post on Instagram and a regular post on TikTok every day. But if I ask you right now, what's your strategy for marketing your brand? I can imagine 90 to 95% of the people watching this, that's what their strategy is for marketing their brand. And so we assume that we're going to get all of this attention on our brand. And it's really our egos inflating our brand, our perception of our brand, to think that it's so good that people are just going to flock to it just because it exists. When in reality, that's not how it works. We actually have to put in a pretty serious amount of effort, be really consistent on social media, have really, really great content that's offering people value, driving people to the website. It's funny how our egos have this belief that once our business is invented, like, and it's established in the world, that all of a sudden everybody's heads are just gonna get this idea like, oh my God, this clothing brand exists. I gotta go check it out. When in reality, nobody on the planet knows your brand exists or cares about it yet. And so all of that burden lies on the clothing brand owner and on the entrepreneur to get the value of their brand and get their brand out there into the world for people to actually find it. So this is a huge mindset flip that most new entrepreneurs have to make at a certain point, where they stop assuming people are just going to find their brand and they actually start having to earn that attention, whether it's on social media, through paid advertising, through using influencers, or through some other creative marketing strategy. And so the sooner you accept this and take responsibility for all of the reach your clothing brand is getting and all of the people your clothing brand is getting in front of, the sooner you're going to start being more consistent on social media, the sooner you're going to actually put way more effort into your content and make really good content and just put such a better effort into your marketing strategies. And it's through that effort that you're going to start making more sales for your brand, because your brand's actually going to start getting out there rather than just relying on these like really, really simple, boring marketing strategies that you've been using in the past. And the second reason your clothing brand isn't making more sales right now is that you believe your clothing brand is more valuable than it actually is. And this is a really hard pill to swallow. Most new entrepreneurs think that, well, because the idea came from me, it must be genius. or because I came up with this idea for my brand, or because I created the products. Our egos take over, and it's like, that's the reason why we get so excited about our brand before we start. It's like, oh my God, I have this brilliant idea for this brand. I can't wait to get into it. But the reality of it is that the market determines the worth of something. We don't determine the worth of our own products. The market does, because the market is who's actually receiving the value that we're trying to offer. So if the market isn't buying, then it's pretty clear evidence that, you know, what you've created isn't really offering the value that you think it is. And so there's a really clear-cut way to view this. There's basically four main reasons why people would want to buy clothing. There's emotion. People are getting like a laugh out of it. They're getting some sort of emotional connection. Maybe it's like some mental health movement or the environment movement or a music band that they like or something like that that's emotionally connecting with them and their identity. Or they might buy because there's aesthetic appeal. The actual designs on the clothing and the shape of the clothing is so sick that people just want to wear it on their bodies, which I think is actually a lot harder to pull off than people realize. Another reason people might buy is for their sense of status. They feel like they're gaining more status through wearing your products, or your brand offers some sort of utility value, like it keeps them warm in a really cold environment. And those are basically the main reasons why people want to buy clothing. And as a clothing brand owner, we can think we're delivering on one of those things. We can think that we're creating an emotion or that our brand is super sick and aesthetic, but it's literally like if you've created it and people aren't buying, then that's like one of the main reasons is that you're not hitting on one of those things. And so, you know, this isn't to crap on anybody or to say that anybody's doing a horrible job. It's just that you have to face the reality. So if you're not making as many sales as you'd like to be for your clothing brand right now, ask yourself these two questions. Are my marketing efforts enough right now that they would even justify that amount of sales coming in? Like, am I doing enough on social media and am I marketing my brand enough to even justify having those sales come in? Because if the answer to that question is no, then you just need to up your work rate and you need to up your effort that you're putting into marketing your brand. And the other question would be, you know, have I really locked in on what the true value of my brand is offering? Do I know exactly what people are going to be getting from my brand? And am I delivering on that truly? It all comes back down to you. It all relies on you and your ability to create your brand in a way that people are truly enjoying. And if you're not making any sales right now, that's all the evidence that you need that one of those two things are off. So I realize that this can be a bit of a hard pill to swallow, and it's a bit polarizing to hear this. It's not what other people will tell you in terms of get rich quick, you know. Oh, it's super easy. It's not. It's actually, this is the reality of the game that we're in as clothing brand owners. And I really hope that just by sharing this with you, it brings you closer and closer to hitting the mark and getting those results that you're looking for. So I really hope that that helps. My clothing brand marketing program is 50% off until the end of the year, and this is the last sale that I'm ever going to have. I break down real conversations I've had with celebrities and influencers to land endorsements for my own brand. I show you how to grow a real following on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube from scratch. And I show you how to set up, structure, and scale up Facebook ads and TikTok ads for your clothing brand. If you're interested, you can learn more about what's inside at clothingbrandmarketing.com, and I hope to see you inside.